Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On this week's podcast, a very special edition, my interview with the one and only Kelly Clarkson. I don't think I have to say much more than that. Enjoy. Kelly Clarkson is one of the world's most popular recording artists. She's sold over 25 million albums worldwide and holds three Grammys, including accolades for the incredible albums Breakaway and Stronger. Her vocals are the envy of singers all over the world, and her music has been described as empowering and uplifting. But most of all, Kelly Clarkson tracks are pretty much the soundtrack to my life. She's my favourite artist of all time, and she joins me on the line, live from Sydney. Good morning, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love you, Dave.
I love you too, Kelly. This is such an honor. Like, you know how people have dreams and like, oh, this will be like one day, I'd love to do this. And to be honest, interviewing Kelly Clarkson was never on my list because I just didn't think it would ever happen.
Oh my gosh, that's so, you're making me feel really good about myself. I swear to God though, I'm not that cool.
Oh, I think you are. Now, I don't lie when I say that you are the soundtrack to my life, as depressing as some people might think that is.
Yeah, but like, I was like, I don't know if that's a good thing.
Like, Don't Waste Your Time was there with me when I was crying on the tram after a breakup with my boyfriend. I know. Tell me about it. I Do Not Hook Up was with me when I was gay clubbing in West Hollywood. See, that's a good time.
Love you right now.
the remix for Already Gone was like the soundtrack to my mate and I dancing on like gay clubs around Melbourne, so that was awesome. Dark Side was with me when I was falling in love in Poland, and Stronger was my karaoke song of choice when I was living in Hamburg, but it follows me everywhere. Is it weird?
Look at your life. You're quite a gypsy. I love that.
Oh, yeah, right. What's it like having so many fans that connect so personally with your songs?
You know what? I mean, I guess I get it. Like, because I'm not with mine, but, you know, like, I connect with other artists.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, it's always like a nostalgic moment when you hear a song that reminds you of an event in your life or a time. And then it's like, God, what a different chapter. And so I totally get it. I'm the same kid. I'm just like y'all.
Yeah.
I just don't do it with my songs.
Your new album has been released here, and it's fantastic. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
It would have been a little bit different recording it with a pregnant belly.
Well, yes, I did, and it was different. It was definitely challenging at times, but I will say, emotionally, it was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, just to be creating something inside you while creating something outside of you at the same time. Like, so it was really, yeah, it was quite possibly the coolest album I've ever made because of that. And
yeah. And
even the vocals, like, even my mom called me and she was like, your vocals sound so just more raw and like intense.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's so different from, you know, other albums. Like, she was like, I don't know if that was age or like you were pregnant. I don't know what it was. And I was like, I know. I told Brandon I need to be knocked up from an album. So I was like,
well, yeah,
apparently that's the key.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask, actually, because you didn't have the most incredible time being pregnant with a lot of morning sickness. Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah. So I was like, well, maybe the joy that you've brought into the world now has totally made you forget about that. And baby two on the way for the next album.
Yeah, no, I honestly, if she wouldn't have come out like she did, I would never have another kid. But she's so freaking perfect. Like, it's so great. Like,
she's
that I cannot
really,
wait to have another one.
She's really, like, the happiest baby I think I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, like, everyone says that. It's yeah. not. I'm not even saying because it's my baby. Like, it's, like, literally, like, I know I sound like that Tool mom that's like, my baby is so awesome.
Yeah.
But no, she's so happy, like, all the time. Like, to complete strangers, she'll just be in her stroller and, like, waving to people or like smiling at them to get them to smile back at her. Like, she's just a little light and she's so fun, and I, you know, she's just been such a great experience not while making her, but afterwards has been great. So I think I want one more.
Yeah, well, why not? If they're going to come out that incredible, then...
Yeah, if we birth magical unicorns, why not?
Exactly. Now, your new album, Invincible, was one of the two tracks that was written by Sia on the album. It's, I've got to say, I think it's some of your most powerful vocal performances that you've ever done.
Yeah, with Invincible?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I think it was my musical director who said, you know, it's awesome because on Invincible, he said this about Invincible, and I did this song recently with Josh Groban for his album.
That is amazing, that track, by the way. The one from Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was saying those two songs. He was like, man, it's like, because I'll cover songs a lot of time on tour, and those songs are, I don't know, it's like I pick songs that I, you know, play with and mess with, and we make kind of, you know, different sometimes in the original. And I think what Invincible and All I Ask of You on Josh Groban's album is it just represents that vocal that I normally do on tour.
Yeah,
and people don't normally hear on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of that is because people don't write songs like that. Like, I mean, not even myself. Like, it's a very rare thing to be able to write that big and powerful of a song and a great message as well.
Yeah.
And it just all kind of, you know, come together. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like songs have been like that since, like, Celine Dion. So,
yeah, right.
You know, like, so I just, I don't know. It's a very rare thing to get such great songs like that. So,
yeah.
Way to go, Sia.
Have you performed it live yet?
Yeah, we performed it once live, actually. We pre-recorded this thing for Ellen.
Oh,
and, yeah, and then we're about to do it.
In Sydney,
to do it tomorrow, acoustic, and I've never done that before, so let's hope it doesn't suck.
Oh, I'm sure it won't. You'll blow them away.
Was like, they were like, they really want you to do that song, but you can't do it full band, it has to be acoustic. I'm like, oh my God, no, we'd never done that. Like, and it's kind of a big song, so
yeah.
I don't know.
So what, rehearsals this afternoon?
No, literally, we are rehearsing right before it.
Oh, like, right.
I mean, it literally might be the worst thing that's ever going to be online. You never know.
Oh, well, it'll go viral.
It could be magical. I don't know. Hell, it could be like, oh, it's way cooler acoustic. I would have no clue at this point.
Someone is another one of my favorite tracks off the new album. It's
so good.
It's so good as well.
Yeah, Matthew Comeau wrote that. Yeah. It's so good.
But Piece by Piece is another one of your very personal songs, and it's one that you co-wrote yourself and is, you know, very personal. It's about your dad and your new husband. Is it the new breakaway?
It's, well, I like to call it the, you know, happy ending or, you know, to Because of You.
Like, yes.
Because I feel like Because of You was kind of the past and, like, kind of what I kind of went through. And I feel like Piece by Piece is kind of this thing where I didn't think I'd ever find what I've found. Like,
tell me about it.
Yeah, like, I mean, I honestly didn't think I would. So,
yeah.
And it was so awesome. I was having this conversation with my sister and... You know, I was pregnant at the time, and I was like, man, I mean, I'm going to have this little girl, and she's going to be so loved. And I have found a husband that's a great father already, two magical little kids.
Yeah.
And like, it's just going to be so different. And it's, you know, most of the time, like, my sister and I didn't grow up with our father. And it's most of the time when girls have, like, daddy issues or abandonment issues, we tend to date or marry the same guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, as our father. So it's nice that we both... somehow, luckily, ended up with, you know, real men that, like, you know, can follow through and be, you know, a great representation of what a man should be. So that's how Piece by Piece came about. And, yeah, I mean, might not be my father's favorite song, but, I mean, I don't talk to him anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter. Like, I don't know him anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a fantastic track, so hopefully it'll be a single down the track.
It probably will be,
Now, it's you always work with such fantastic producers as well. Like, Greg Kurstin does incredible stuff with you.
Oh, he's great.
He's great. He's fantastic. And but hopefully in the next album, wouldn't mind seeing a little bit more Ryan Tedder love?
Well, I mean, the next album, it's interesting because I have two directions we've been working on, and they're both very different, but they're both very me.
Okay.
Right now... we're kind of leaning towards more of like an R&B pop. Like, so it's more, a little bit more soulful.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Maybe a little bit more like, you know, Miss Independence and Trouble with Love is.
Yeah,
stuff
right.
like that. And
great.
So we might be, I don't know what it's going to be, but I don't know. I guess what's good is I don't have to know because I'm still working on this one. but I mean, who the hell knows? I don't know. Maybe by the time I start making it, it'll be like completely different. I'll be like, I love polka music.
Depends what the next baby feels like.
Yeah, right? Whatever he or she inspires. Yeah,
exactly. Now, you're about to go on tour in the States. You usually finish your tours here in Australia. Hopefully see you sometime next year.
Well, we're not actually going to finish it here. I think we're coming right after Canada. So I think we're doing the U.S., I'm doing America, then we're doing a run of Canada, and we end in Vancouver, so it kind of only makes sense to come here next.
Yeah, totally.
Since all our gear is there. So I think it might be sometime in November. Don't quote me, but I think so.
You're on the radio, Kelly.
Don't hold me to that, but that's what I've been told at this point.
Kelly, thank you so much for spending time with Joy today, and I still actually can't believe I'm chatting to you right now, which is a very nerdy loser thing to say, but...
No, are you kidding? You make me feel so good about myself.
I'm glad I could do that, Kelly. The amount of times that Stronger's got me out of bed in the day, it's the least I can do. Well, Kelly Clarkson, thank you so much for joining us here on Joy 94.9, and looking forward to seeing you in the country towards the end of the year.
All right, I'll see you later, James.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.